This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We have a liftoff.
Take a rocket ship to the stars.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is, it is 5 o'clock fire, but it is the 5 o'clock hour. And, again, if you are just jumping in, I know a lot of people just getting off work right now. This is the time. This hour is when you will have the final chance of the day on a Texans Ticket Tuesday to win a pair of tickets, front row seats in the bullpen for this all-important Texans-Broncos game at NRG on Sunday. So you need to be listening and paying attention and staying all the way through in this hour. At any point, it could happen. It could happen. Hell, right now, it could happen. At 5:30, 5:20, 5:40, it doesn't matter. It could happen at any point, but you have to make sure you are listening in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, Clint, the Rockets, they get their first dub last night as they beat the hell out of the Brooklyn Nets. So the Brooklyn Nets look to be one of the worst teams in the NBA, 0-4 already. But they get their first win, and everybody chipped in. Seven guys in double figures last night, including Tari Eason, who led them with 22 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists off the bench. Şengün, which he's been putting together stat lines all season long in their first three. He was 21, 6-6. Durant, 19 last night. And then Reed Sheppard and Amen Thompson took over the point guard duties, both of them in double figures. Both of them had 8 assists apiece. And only 2 turnovers combined with those guys. To me, this is, Clint, what could be the greatness of this Rockets team is they have guys that can jump out. We watched Şengün go off in game one against the Thunder, where he had 39 and 11 and 7. We saw the other night where they lost again in game two, where Durant had 37. We understand they've got guys that can go off and go and get buckets when they need to, but they also have several guys that can go and get you 20. Several guys that can go and fill things up. And this won't be the last time they have this many guys who have it going. We'll see multiple times this year where they do that. That is, to me, one of the big pluses for the Rockets. They have a lot of guys that can get involved.
Well, look, I think when you look at it, it's early. I mean, look, this may be putting the cart before the horse, but I think you got a squad that whoever's on the floor within the system, you trust them, right? Obviously, you want to run through Durant when he's on the floor. Clearly, there's times that they're going to run it through Amen Thompson, and obviously, who's going to play a lot of minutes and get a lot of touches is Şengün, and clearly, they're going to want to run the offense through those guys at times, and they're going to be made priority. But the reality is if teams start obviously adjusting to take the ball out of one of those guys' hands, you trust Tari Eason within the system to confidently take shots. You trust Jabari Smith within the system to confidently take shots and knock down shots. You know, I think the question is can you get Reed Shepherd to that point? But it's the guys that you have that are playing consistently that you bank on, you have no problem under any circumstances taking shots within the system. Now, all those guys aren't going to create, obviously, and feel free to create and take additional risks putting the ball on the floor in one-on-one situations and things of that nature. But as long as the system's being ran through one of three guys, within that system, you're going to trust guys to take open shots and to confidently do so. So, look, I just remember watching – you know, a lot of not just Rocket teams, but, you know, playoff basketball with Golden State where, man, there's a couple guys on the floor that if you can get them to just take the shot, then you're winning, right? I don't care if they're open or not. If you can get Looney taking shots, then you're winning. If you can just get it out of the hands of Steph, you're winning. You know, yeah. I don't know that's the case with the Rockets. I mean, you got some guys that they trust and can knock down points and, like you said, can score in bunches. And it seems like, you know, Ime Udoka is going to be pretty confident in their ability to do so.
Yeah, I mentioned it. I thought the two point guards that's getting those minutes, Amen Thompson and Reed Shepherd, I thought this was a good outing for them combined, right? When you look at what they're doing, that's the biggest concern many people have, which people completely understand, right? They combined themselves for, 27 points, 16 assists, with two turnovers. I thought those two played really, really well, and it feels like to me Reed Shepherd is in the I don't even know if it's the first reaction or what, but it just feels like people have already made their mind up about Reed Shepherd. There are a group of people who have already
I've been close.
Like, just, all right, if he has a rough outing, even though he's played how many meaningful minutes, how many meaningful games, it seems like they've already made their decision. We go out there and see him put together a solid performance off the bench like he did. It was just a net. Right? Like, and not the other way. I just get it. Just be patient.
For me, I'm with you with Reed. I mean, I think I got to see more. I'll be honest with you. I think you were out at the time. Well, my first couple of watches this year of Reed Shepherd, it was the first watch. He appeared timid. He appeared overwhelmed. When you've got a young guy like that, that's a three overall pick. You know, at least you want to turn the TV on and feel like, boy, that guy, he may be a little bit delusional, but at least he thinks he's the best player on the floor.
Yeah.
Right? Reed don't have that vibe to his game. Now, to your point, I think it was a preseason game following when I questioned Reed, he went off. It was the last preseason game of the year. And then, you know, he's been in there and hadn't had a great game. Last night was good, but hadn't had a great game before. And to me, it wasn't about the box score. It was more about, does he look – is he aggressive? Is he taking the shots? Does he look like he belongs up there? Or is there a touch of Jake Myers at the plate?
Old Jake Myers.
Old Jake Myers, not current. Not 300. Not 300. Biggest concern is staying healthy, Jake Myers. I'm talking about playing every night, and they're forcing him on us, Jake Myers. Is there a touch of that in there? So I need to see more, and I'm open to see more, and I'm excited about seeing more. And hopefully, you know, you get that look in your eyes where – you feel like, even though we know it's not the case because you're playing with Durant, but you feel like you're the best damn player on the floor.
Yeah, we'll see. Good to them to get on, get off that losing streak and get a dub. They'll play in a couple of days against the Raptors, another team that's struggling out the gates. We'll see if they can solve that problem. Maybe Gorilla will be there.
Gorilla and Ingram, huh?
Yeah, Brandon Ingram, baby. Nice little kiss and stuff right before the game.
He went ahead and lipped her up on the sideline, didn't he? On the side court?
I done just broke this.
Yeah, so you start talking about Gorilla and you strong arm your mic stand over there.
You know, I heard last week I heard Reggie say it broke off in his hand, and Andy fixed it last week, like last Thursday.
Yep, Andy told me about that on Monday.
And this is a goner already. Wow.
Y'all just creating work for old Andy.
I'm just telling you, man, it wasn't my fault.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is news for this this weekend's Texans game versus the Broncos. These are sources, and this is courtesy of Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports. Broncos star cornerback Patrick Surtain II is dealing with a pectoral injury and is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. No surgery is needed, but I am told the reigning defensive player of the year will get a second opinion this week to confirm the timeline. So, Clint, this is, I would say, their overall best player. As you see it, he was the defensive player of the year last year and is regarded as the best corner in football. It looks like he will not be available for this game on Sunday, a game that will be key for the Texans. They get back to 500, you feel like it's game on, especially coming after beating two teams that, you know, at 5 and 6 wins, if you're able to pull that off. This obviously is a big help for the Texans not having to deal with him.
Well, no, there's no doubt. This is a big win for the Texans, man. I mean, you leading up to this game, we'll take anything that we can. I mean, their strong point is, I mean, really, this, I think Denver's an overall really good football team, but their strong suit is defensively. They can cause problems. They can collapse pockets. They can pressure the quarterback. They can turn the ball over. They can cover. They can do it all. And so when you lose, at least in the secondary, the tip of that coverage spear and you know, you lose the guy that's capable of, hell, he's one of, if not the best corner in the league, you lose that guy, that's advantage opponent, and we just happen to be the opponent this week. So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it is a big loss. The one thing, though, is that the front this is going to be about the front seven. Like in this game for the Texans, their defensive line, they lead the league by a mile in sacks and pressures. I was just watching when NFL Live, they had the Broncos defense had a bunch of ones just listed next to them.
Right.
Like when it came to a lot of those situations. So that is big news, especially if Nico Collins is able to go. If Nico Collins clears concussion protocol and he's able to play this weekend, they definitely don't have anything with him out to be able to handle him. And that may have to change the way they approach their defense, especially if Nico Collins is out there.
So right. Look, I mean, you lose a guy like that, you change the way, maybe that you, not generally how you approach playing defensive football, but definitely how you approach specifically to play a Nico Collins type player. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, look, I believe that Denver defense is, I mean, there's just a certain cloth they're cut from. Kind of like the Texans. I mean, the backups, yeah, they're lesser players because they're not starters, but when they get in there, your defense doesn't take a major hit the way you would think. Losing a Derek Stingley Jr. Or
Vance Joseph ain't going to completely change what
it is. No. I mean, they're still going to be a very solid unit. Their success was never dependent on one player or because of one player. And he's a great player, don't get me wrong, and it hurts to lose him. But this is an overall really good defense that at all three levels is playing some seriously good ball right now.
I do want to say that fella on the other side, that Moss fella,
ooh,
I watched him, boy.
A little bit of liability.
I think I watched him get three consecutive passes.
Who was that cooking him?
Right?
Was that, oh, well, he's got Pickens and Lamb going at him.
Yeah,
huh?
But he had like three consecutive pass interference penalties.
Oh, yeah, no.
He couldn't keep.
Well, that's the thing is Dallas is one of those squads that's willing to just go, oh, Moss, you're a duck. Let me put one of my receivers out there and throw go routes at you. You know what I mean? I don't know that we're going to. Maybe with Nico, but I don't know that we're going to have that ability or that want to do that kind of thing.
He restarted first and goal multiple times.
The second time, I was like, why not? Hell, it's a half a yard penalty. Why not? Who gives a rip?
And he's floored, too, every time they call it up. He's, what?
Oh, man.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, a couple of stories out of the SEC college football. Steve Sarkisian, he wanted to go ahead and knock down the rumors. There's a report over the weekend from the Athletic's Diana Rossini that there could be interest from his camp to the Tennessee Titans job. Here was Steve Sarkisian addressing that.
Yeah, I'd love to touch on this, so bear with me for a second, because it really pisses me off that one person can make a report that in turn the entire media sports world runs with as factual, to the point of my agency and my agents have to put a statement out that they never have done. Historically, CAA, Jimmy Sexton, and Ed Manowitz have never do that. But I had to do that to protect my locker room and my team. And I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was completely unprofessional of that person to put that report out. And the fact that everybody ran with it is borderline embarrassing for the media. And I respect what you guys do. I really do, and everybody else. But the fact that everybody ran that as truth is really embarrassing, okay? So I've got a small circle when I make decisions on what I do and what I don't do, and nobody would speak on my behalf without me knowing. And so where that report came from, I'd love to talk to that person because it's absolutely ridiculous.
That was Steve Sarkisian, and if you listen closely, he never denied that he was ever thinking about leaving to go to seek another job. He never denied the report. He went off about the report. Mike Elko kind of did a similar thing. He went off about the report.
But, Mike Elko's got an ain't no squad.
But
trouble.
He does, but also he went off and took the conversation to another place where he could have just said, no, I am at the University of Texas and this is where I want to be. But he went off about Diana Rossini, who is usually pretty tight.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing here to me.
You always like, got to listen to it closely. What did you just go off about?
Well, the interesting thing, boy, this puts Diana Rossini in a spot where she's got to respond, right? And not that she's going to do it with class. She's not. It's not like she's going to buck the system. It's not like she's going to give her. She's not going to have any kind of transparency and give her source, obviously. But I would be shocked if he did everything but say her name.
Oh, yeah. He said he wanted to sit down and have
you should be embarrassed.
All right. Well, I bet she would like to. Now she's gonna come out of here. Okay. All right. Now, you know you – hey, you know you entertaining
Tennessee.
You know you are in them league jobs. That's what I think right there. Been real easy. Real easy. Now, I'm here at the University of Texas. This is where I want to be in Austin. Hell, he could have even lied and then took a job later. Nah, he just went about the rant. Because he came at it, didn't he? Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I'd like to touch on this for a second.
slapping the table like you are.
And then hit us with a bear with me. Yeah, we bared with you. And he didn't deny any of it.
5 o'clock fire.
And this comes down just recently. We've talked about some of these openings, and the big one is the LSU opening, right? This is one of the top gigs in all of college sports. And athletics director Scott Woodward, and Scott Woodward is the same guy who hired Jimbo Fisher and had that $76 million payout that they had to do at A&M, and now is the same guy who has just fired.
You would think that would do a guy in. I mean, you would think that would do a guy in, but LSU says, no, go ahead and hire another one.
Fired Brian Kelly and gave him a 54.
That's what I'm saying.
One and two. Highest.
You would think one and two. You would think that the athletic director that hired and awarded the contracts that ended up being absolute flops and having to be bought out, the top two, what were it, 70-something million for Jimbo, 50-something million? Like you would think, you would think in today's world, in today's college football world, how many great minds there are out there, you think that guy would run out of lives.
Woo! Yeah.
You would think that LSU would go, hey, man, all due respect, we enjoyed our time, man. We paid you good money. Whatever your buyout is, we'll pay it too. But you're not picking this coach. Anyway, well, go ahead. I know you were going somewhere.
According to Jordan Rogers, his reports are that Scott Woodward, again, that person that Clint just spoke about, has identified former Florida coach and current – is he at UNLV, I believe?
He's at UNLV, yeah.
Dan Mullen as the leading candidate to succeed head coach Brian Kelly. Your thoughts?
Shocked.
I think it's
I think it's a smokescreen.
You think so?
Look, I like Dan. I think Dan is a really good coach, but you want to talk about going from a weird, awkward, older white man that really didn't fit to another weird, awkward, older white man that doesn't really fit. That's what you'd be doing.
You think he would succeed at LSU better than what Brian Kelly did? Like you think this is I think it would be
an upgrade. I'm a little higher on Dan Mullen. What he was able to do at Mississippi State, I mean, we forget those days when Dak Prescott was there, man. Yeah. I mean, that was, he had Mississippi State in the top four, top three, you know, for a good run there.
Like, and he had a couple years with Florida. The COVID year is the one where I remember, right, didn't they have Pitts and Kadarius Toney. Well,
he did. He had the run to the SEC championship with what was the quarterback's name? The kid that's in Tampa right now, the backup in Tampa.
He got drafted the same year Davis Mills did.
Yeah. Look. I mean, I wouldn't lean too much into the Florida. I mean, I think the Florida thing was good. I mean, but it was kind of a weird run. The Mississippi State thing is what makes me go, okay, this guy's got real legs to land a job. I don't think he even takes an SEC job unless he thinks it's one that's you know top tier that he can go win national titles. So I don't know. I just that is an interesting fit to me. I covered him when he was at Mississippi State. I like him, but he's a real quirky, just kind of an odd older white dude. That's just kind of like
nerd alert. You just keep landing on
that. Well, I mean, but it's just a real like that. That doesn't. I wonder. I don't know. Baton Rouge, South Louisiana is a real, genuine, sincere, authentic people that are, you know, the weird kind of.
That's what the white.
I don't know. I don't know that. I mean, it almost like the fit of like, hey, I'm here. We're gonna go win some MFing games. Get your ass in the boat or get out. Kind of guy would
Elko
would make more sense than. And look, I like Dan. I just wonder about the fit.
All right. Well, they've obviously shown they're not afraid to go against what feels like a normal fit. All right, coming up. Still, remember it's the 5 o'clock hour. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Texans and the Broncos. Texans Ticket Tuesday that could come up at any moment in the 5 o'clock hour. And the Texans they have been good about taking L's and moving on this year. I think there's another one they have to consider. We'll do that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is that time. CJ Stroud had himself a day. Let's do it. Caller number seven. Caller number seven. Your chance right now, Tyler, will open up the phone line, 713-572-4610. Caller number seven, your chance to win a pair of front row tickets in the bullpen for Sunday's game, all-important game against the Denver Broncos at NRG. Caller number seven, 713-572-4610. Sweet Tyler Milner will take care of you.
Sweet Tyler Milner. That's got a ring to it.
Sweet T, baby.
Sweet Tyler.
Sweet T, baby, for short.
Tyler. I feel like it could be a song written by a female country music artist, maybe.
You just started like a female country music artist, didn't you?
Yeah, because I got two daughters. There's a couple that made the cut before I became a girl dad, but there's like me listening to Meg Maroney on taking them to school every morning has really changed my perspective.
That would have been something you'd have done on
your
own. Did
you see the pictures? My daughters are, one of them's Meg Maroney and one of them's Lainey Wilson.
Oh, I hadn't seen
Halloween.
I wonder which one's Lainey Wilson.
Well, Lainey's Lainey Wilson. You know that. Man, that bro, that the other one I got, it's short skirt, hair pulled up, a little bit of makeup, boots on. I ain't got a chance. I might have to kill somebody.
Yeah. Slow that down.
Oh, I can't.
Man, what are we doing,
I can't. I'm fighting.
What are we doing, Logan?
I'm fighting an uphill battle, man. Between Mama and Grandma Cece, I'm fighting an uphill battle. It's makeup. It's makeup to the point of we'll get it all over.
Get her ass to basketball, man.
Hey, man, I got. It's
flag football.
I mean, we got soccer rolling right now, man. We got some soccer, but I'm with you. I can't wait. I can't wait, man.
Text line coming through. Interesting point. I mean, how many non-weird white guy coaches has LSU had? I mean, Les Miles, that's a weird guy who ate grass on the field.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Then got in trouble for some sexual stuff at Kansas. So that's a kind of a weird – Ed's kind of weird. Now, he sounded the part.
Ed is cut from – I mean, he is one of them. I mean, he is a South Louisiana dude through and through. He is as Cajun as they come. He legitimately is. Like, he can't – Yeah, I don't.
Nick weird?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not talking about. I mean, obviously, we know who Nick is. Now,
yeah, the only thing is, if you can coach your ass off, then it don't matter, you know, how weird you are.
Yeah, but I listened to Nick talk, and I could see, and maybe I am a little,
I think you just have to be authentic, Clint. That's what it is.
Maybe weird's not the right way to put it. I'm trying to figure
Brian
out.
Brian Kelly was inauthentic. At least coming off.
Well, yeah, I think Brian Kelly, I mean, he lacked authenticity from jump. Like, he's an arrogant dude. Like to me, yeah. There's a major difference between Dan Mullen and Brian Kelly. I mean, I don't like Dan doesn't strike me as an arrogant guy. Dan doesn't strike me as someone that comes across as lacking authenticity. He's just quirky. He's just different. But look, it worked in a major way at Mississippi State, and I would say that that's not you know South Louisiana, but it's damn close. I mean, it's different, and for the old quirky white guy to make it work hell, Mike Leach made it work there too. So I guess. Yeah. Yeah, it's not. I don't want to paint the picture.
I think you can see Lane, and you can just see the fit. Yes.
Yeah, you said the right word. I think there's parts of the country that really don't care how authentic or genuine and sincere you are. You know, it doesn't really matter. I think one of the most beautiful things about Louisiana is it don't matter where you're from, who you are, what you look like, what color you are. If you are genuine, sincere, and authentic, they'll welcome you with open arms and love you every minute of the way. And now it's just up to winning, right? But
In faking a Southern accent, yeah, not so much.
Yeah,
I think it just got away from him. I don't know.
The dancing on the spinning thing and the fake accent and the all of it was just weird. It was never.
Yeah. Shout out to engineering. You might want to fix this mic. I'm fine with it. I feel like Sean will lose it with this mic.
Andy! Sean sits over here.
Oh, does he? Oh, yeah. Well, never mind. Oh, well, I think I've been seeing Seth walking around, though. I don't know.
Maybe. I saw Seth
not
yesterday.
Not good, Sean. Yeah.
So he may be over there in that seat. You may have broke. Maybe what's wrong with it. Seth strong-armed it, and then Red strong-armed it, and then you went to talking about, who was it earlier? Joy Taylor, and next thing you know, it snapped.
That would be Tyler's mic on the Joy Taylor.
Well, I mean, I think you were actually talking about it. That's who you were talking about when that thing broke, though.
Yeah. Congratulations. Exactly. Was it? Is it Michael and Conroe? Is that the winner, Tyler?
That is correct.
Mike
listens every day. He was pumped, man.
Big good Mike. For you, Mike.
Big Mike, appreciate
have fun,
it, man.
It's a big game. Take you and a friend, a lady friend, whatever. Take you and someone else and enjoy your time. Front row seats in the bullpen.
I just
up.
Don't think it's a good date. We've talked about this before. I just don't think it's a good date.
Oh, I don't either. Not if you're looking for a date. Like a date. Like a no, that's not a good date.
Well, I mean, if she's a bigger fan than you are, then and this is really gonna turn her on, then
if it's your lady,
but like if she just is just like a whatever kind of football fan, like whatever, y'all go along for the ride and really doesn't pay much mind, doesn't know the rules, bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, but if it's your lady, you take it.
I'm gonna be honest. I love my bride. I love my wife, and she's my best friend. So I can enjoy doing anything with her. If I mean sitting at a ball game, football game, it would be down the list, Chief. I've been to a Longhorn game with her, and she was season ticket holder for the Texans when I met her and we first started. So we went to some Texans games. My wife plays with me. Yes, she does often. But she is. She really leaned into it with the Texans, and she does with UT as well because that's where she went to school, obviously. But like generally speaking, I just know she is just not a huge fan. I don't know that I've ever watched her sit down and watch a whole game on TV.
Really? Tyler, you don't have to answer this. I don't need you to get yourself in trouble, although I get the feel you're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you are anonymous, so you can't answer. Like, if you're in a situation like Michael from Conroe, who just won those tickets.
Yeah.
Texans game. And you have a significant other. Mm-hmm. Like, close. Not somebody you just knocking off. Or early in a relationship.
Depending on but how long I mean, that's been going on, that might not be a bad.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's your wife, your girlfriend that's getting close to wife, yeah, something like
they
that.
They would all fit that caveat.
You won tickets like Michael? You're not offering that up first?
I probably would.
Yeah, I better say like, yeah, hey, yeah. Corey, you want to go to the game?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the first one you offer it up to, right? Like,
oh, yeah. No, that's right. That's now, money.
Now, if she turned it down, or maybe you're hoping she turned it down, but if she turned it down, you turned it down. But that's got to be the first. That's not the first person you hand it off to? Text line 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You win tickets like Michael and Conroe did. Isn't the first person place you go to? Hey, babe, you want to go to the game? Now, some of you may be crossing your fingers hoping she says no, but is it, babe, you go to the game? You look like. I'm like Clint,
ladies, even if they have no interest in football, are all about going to the games because they can get some great photos.
Well, I'm gonna get a good feel. I'm gonna get a good feel for where my wife's at on that given day. Like if it's been a long week and she's just petered
out. Better
answer. It's like I'm gonna be like, hey, babe, I know you're tired, but I'm gonna take a hit. Me and Jay's gonna go to the game. I'm gonna call Cap, see if Cap wants to go to the game.
Now your lady may be cool with it, right? I'm certain there's some people texting that don't even ask me.
Well, I'm gonna check the temperature before.
You're gonna check it?
Yeah, if she had a great week and she's just ready to enjoy the weekend and spend some time with her hubby, yeah, she's getting first invite.
Yeah,
but if it's one of them, like, oh boy, it's been a killer, man. I am just beat. I am tired. Oh, well, it's funny you say that. I got tickets to the game, and I think I'm gonna take. Since you're so tired, I guess I'll take one of the fellas.
Text line coming in. Of course, Steven and Shannon go everywhere together. We have a blast together. Yeah,
fair.
Yeah, she'll kill your ass, Steven. If you got some tickets and you didn't run that past Shannon first.
I bet she likes Aaron Rodgers right now, too.
Yeah, I bet she. Well, she don't like that defense. text line coming in. I'll take my gal. She's from China, never been to a football game, and has always wanted to go. She had a blast at the Rockets game.
Well, if that's the case, you better take her. Your ass is going to be in trouble. Yeah. I was really referring to if you're single and you're out there in the streets hunting a bit and all of a sudden you decide you're just going – you're going to grab one up and take one to a game. I think that's a terrible idea. I think you take the fellas and hunt at the stadium.
Text line come to the question is, do you tell her you won tickets or you purchased them? Saying you purchased them makes her more in love or makes it more appealing.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would my wife be more impressed with me buying a ticket or getting a free ticket?
Yeah. Michael actually did text in from Conroe. He said, I'm asking my girlfriend as soon as I get home, by the way.
Good I mean, way. Damn, Mike, you can text her.
Good
you
man.
You ain't got to wait till you get home, Chief. You can text
her. No, that's a face-to-face. You'll never believe it.
Well, that just told me that Mike's got a live-in girlfriend. You better ask her.
Yeah. Mike about to get nasty tonight. All right, coming up, we'll get to T-Mill's best bets. And, again, we had this thought. Should the Texans take an L on something? They've done it before. Should they continue? We'll do that coming up next.
Not only do I stop by Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Tyler, shout out. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Still holding the mic. That's all right, though. Good luck to you, you fellas. Oh, man. Shoot. Our fellas tonight. Damn, I forgot about it. Almost forgot about our guys. Area 45, they're going to have to deal with this. Bajani Creighton, I don't know who sits in this seat, but one of those guys got to deal with this microphone unless somebody comes and picks it up. I promise you, I don't believe I'm the one who did it. That's coming up a little bit later on after Texans All Access. Brian Cushing will be on Texans All Access with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, coming up right after us at 6 o'clock. So come pull up. Enjoy a listen to, I'm sure, some great stories and current thoughts on the Texans with Brian Cushing. That's coming up behind us, Area 45, live and local, 8 to 12 a.m. I mean, that damn game outlasted them by 2 hours. If they would have worked last night. Jesus.
Their live look-ins were probably pretty good, huh?
Would have been. They had we were carrying Monday Night Football last night, so the fellas weren't in there.
Yeah.
But they will be in there tonight. You'll hear that voice, Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, Chris Santiago coming up behind us. T-Mill's best bets, off to a good start. Three out of five last night. Let's see if he can continue to stay in this green coming up. All right, Clint, should because I've been thinking about this, especially after this past weekend. When you look at it, and Xavier Hutchinson, who I know you guys sat down with in the postgame show, he led the team in receiving yards. He had five catches, 69 yards, and a touchdown.
Nice.
And then Jalen Knoll, who also came in with five catches, 63 yards. Higgins, also one of the young receivers there, four catches, 34 yards, one touchdown. The Iowa State guys had a pretty good performance. Braxton Berrios was pretty good as well, picking up some big first downs. And when you look at their performance, and one of the things I'm thinking about, yes, they did it without Nico Collins, but we know Nico Collins is going to be a major part of this team. They also thought that Christian Kirk would be a major part of this team. And one of the things we've seen D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, Cal, and Hannah McNair do is they've taken an L on some guys who they had potential plans for, right? They had plans and paid money, pretty good money, to get Cam Robinson, and then they pulled the plug and took the L on that. They had plans with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and they pulled the plug and moved on from that. Do you think we have reached the point for you, Clint? 713-572-4610. You can jump on this on YouTube and Twitch as well. Have we reached the point for you where you're ready to see them, maybe not move them off the roster like the other two I just named, but Christian Kirk, his role, get diminished for these younger guys in Hutchinson, Knoll, or Higgins? Are you ready for him to take a back seat to those guys? We reached that point yet?
No, not me. I have not. No, I've not seen enough. Now, you can argue that we should have seen more of Jalen Knoll to this point, and maybe we have a better feel for it. But right now, I've not seen enough from anybody to say, hey, if Christian Kirk is fully healthy and he can go, then we should cut his reps for any of the young guys, Higgins, Knoll, or Hutchinson at this point. Now, if somebody out there is aware that Christian Kirk, Father Time, has jumped on him, mm-hmm. or that the hamstring is a bigger problem than it is, then that's up to them. But for me personally, if you told me Christian Kirk is healthy and he's worth the $12 or $14 million that you gave him, and that you still believe that he's got the Jacksonville ability in him, then I can't. Right now, I can't sit Christian Kirk and play any of these other guys or take the starting duties or take the bulk of the rep. If Christian Kirk is healthy, from a play, from a snap perspective, I'm treating him just like Nico Collins. They rotate the hell out of their guys here anyway, but if it were me, Nico Collins and Christian Kirk would be made priority. They would not come off the field unless they needed a break. And right now, I would just have to take the – I'd take the heat. Right now, Jalen Knoll, young dude that shows a lot of promise, I would just have to be like, hey, I got to limit the young guys' reps right now. But that ain't to say that this ain't a great question. That ain't to say that we're a couple of weeks away from Jalen Knoll is coming now. And we're him making a couple of plays, we're him having a couple of good games and being a good source solution for C.J. Stroud with great chemistry with the quarterback. We're not far from me being at a spot where I go, hey, you can cut bait with Christian as much as, you know, as Jalen Knoll can do some of those things.
Yeah, a text line coming in, let the youngsters play more.
Yeah, unless you're
sit
ready.
Kirk.
No, I can't do that. Let the youngsters play more stuff is fine when you don't have answers. But when I've got a veteran answer that's gone for 1,000 yards, that sees the game through the quarterback lens, that is long in the tooth with pelts on the wall in terms of being a veteran in this league, I'm not ready to say that Jalen Knoll brings more value to the table than he does.
Text line coming in, more production out of Knoll right now. The problem with cutting Christian Kirk is that you have about $9.5 million in cap space. Yeah, my even conversation with this isn't even about cutting him. When I say take the L, as you said, Clint, coming into it, that was going to be your 1-2 punch, right? Christian Kirk was going to be your answer to how teams will try to defend Nico Collins. You had a veteran guy that could play in the slot, and he still may very well be able to do what it is you're looking for him to do. I liked the move when they made it. I'm not even saying to cut him. I'm saying to diminish his role. Like right now, like all around, that Ravens game is weird. But all around, that was probably the best that we got to see from the receiving corps. They were able to win quickly, in particular Knoll, win quickly on all the routes. And this is two games in a row where Knoll's able to get over the top from the slot, make big, big chunk plays, and connect with C.J. Stroud. I just look at Jalen Knoll, and it feels odd to me to think, all right, Christian Kirk's going to come back, and his snaps and ability to impact the game is going to lessen. I don't know that I feel like they need to be trying to find more ways for him to impact it, and I wonder if Christian Kirk's arrival back whenever he comes back from injury is something that stops that.
Yeah, look, there is this conversation's about one guy, and it's Jalen Knoll. And for me, I'm a couple of weeks away from consistent play, from improving, from him being the answer in the quick game, from him making a couple of plays in the mid-range to deep game the way he's done, maybe being used as a weapon and not just another receiver that's out there would be nice to see. If I see those things a couple of weeks, yeah, I could get in the boat of, hey, man, Christian Kirk needs to take a back seat. I don't care how healthy he is. But right now, where I sit right now, I, too, would like to see all these young guys play more, right?
Yeah, but this is Robert Woods.
I'm in the verge, right. I'm in the verge of not on the verge. I'm of the belief that we can still salvage a season. You can still get a wild card berth. You know, with some of the things go your way over the next month or so, hell, you could get back into reach with two games left late versus Indy to where that may even become a reality late season. I still believe that that's the way of thinking. And right now where I sit, Christian Kirk gives me a better chance to get that done than any of the young guys. But like I said, this conversation really is about one dude. It's about Jalen Knoll. And I'm a couple of weeks away from feeling pretty good about making that decision.
All right, let's get to T-Mill's best bets. If you aren't able to hear them, catch them, or you need to refresh them, catch them up at T-Mill Real Deal if you're looking for those. What you got, man?
Yeah, keep the solid week going. Been a while since we had a Monday that was solid like we did last night, 3 for 5. Want to trend in that direction. I got 5 NBA wagers for you. Rockets are not in action, but plenty to bet on tonight. First, I got the Milwaukee Bucks +3.5 as they host the New York Knicks. Next, I got an over for you. Kings at Thunder, over 227.5 points in that one. Then an under. Hornets at the Heat in Miami, under 241.5 points. And then I got two player props for you. Both are within this Clippers-Warriors game late tonight. The turd, formerly known as James Harden, I have under 9.5 assists. I mean, he just puts Turdish stuff out.
Now you're getting
man.
Personal. You're betting personal.
And then Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Butler, over 4.5 rebounds for him and the Warriors tonight. Those are your five best bets.
The Jimmy Butler thing feels so easy every time I see him that low. But like the last time, he was under it. It's weird. It feels
lost on that hook last time. Not this time.
I don't know. I think you should always stay away from James Harden bets. Because I just think you're betting with your heart and anger, and I don't know that.
He does play like a turd, just like he acts like a turd sometimes.
Yeah, I like that Kings.
It's a turd, man.
Thunder over. I like that over. I do.
You want me to throw some on it for you?
No, not a chance. Yeah, man, just got a lot going on, man. Just had to replace the air conditioning unit and furnace. Full set. All right. So I'm out. I'm out.
You found a deal. Let's be honest. You found a deal.
I did, but I'm out for betting. I'm out for betting for a little bit since I had to.
Just for a little bit?
The next 10 years.
Since I had to replace that. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Well, all righty. I guess I can see it's not a point.
What if he just leaves the dugout with a helmet on?
I don't think. I don't think I would. But I don't think I would to start the game. Hey man, we crossed the fourth.
That dude is. OP bet on himself last night.
That dude is insane. Hold on. It's not a good time to do that.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.